VMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome back to eBay Radio, a kind voice in the e-commerce wilderness. Now, here's Griff.
Kind voice?
Kind of.
Right.
Sweet, sweet voice.
Yes.
He's such a kind guy.
This open phone segment is brought to you by Stamps.com.
Helping you spend less time shipping, more time selling. We're dancing around the maypole, apparently, in our flimsy little burnouses, awaiting your call at 888-RADIO-30, also known as 888-723-4630.
Well, it's still $275 on the website.
Well, knock me over.
Yeah, and I have renewed the page several times. And
I wonder what's going on. I mean, it was supposed to go up today.
To $399.
I'll tell you what, we're procrastinating. That's the problem.
Is that it?
Yeah.
So if you haven't done it yet, go on there and register really quick while it still says $275.
Before we change our minds.
Really? You got it.
Hey, every penny helps. Right?
So, no kidding. Really?
Yeah.
Whenever you hear the duck quack, that's your cue to be the first caller with the secret word. I didn't even realize we had done the duck quack already.
See, every time I hear it, I go and get the orange sauce.
See me? I love Peking duck. It's so fattening.
Duck.
Oh my God. I love it. It's mostly the skin of it, you know.
Crispy.
Oh, very good. With the little pancake things.
You're eating Daffy.
I know it. It's terrible. So when you hear the duck quack, that's your cue to be the first caller with the secret word from today's edition of the eBay Radio Group newsletter.
Mm-hmm.
The winner gets an exclusive eBay-branded prize personally selected by Griff. Do we know what it is today, Griff?
That's another bag.
It'll have the eBay logo on it. They're beautiful.
Yeah, I haven't shipped out the last winner yet because we left for San Diego last week, and I forgot to send it, so I'm sending it today.
I was so happy you came here.
What fun.
I had a blast. That's more time than I have ever spent with Brian Burke. I mean, normally I see him for 2 minutes in the hallway somewhere. But
so we went, and Brian.
And Doug Smith.
And Doug Smith went to the studio diner after the show to talk some logistics and catch up and everything. And we were there for 4 hours.
We were.
And afterwards I was thinking, you know, this was our version of my dinner with Brian.
Yes.
My dinner with Andre. Great movie.
It was a fantastic lunch.
And I still can't stop talking about this. And I know it's apropos to nothing about eBay, but I have to mention it.
Got to be the clams.
It has to be. So we get there and I open the menu and there's Ipswich fried clams on the menu. And I'm thinking, yeah, right. I would never think normally of eating fried clams outside of Massachusetts or maybe New Hampshire. Because there's no place in the world you can get it. That doesn't work. So I said, well, I'm going to chance it and see what happens. And they were so good. And they were from Ipswich. And
we almost didn't get them out of the restaurant.
I was weeping. I thought, how can I order a second plate of this and eat them? That put me in a good mood for the next 3 days. Of course, I'm a crank now, but.
Because it's something you remember from earlier times.
Yeah, plus they're delicious.
It becomes comfort food, too.
Doesn't it?
Really?
I can taste them right now. And you know what happened the next morning? So I stayed. I'm going to give somebody a great review. I stayed at a Marriott Courtyard in Old Town next to the airport.
I love Old Town.
And it was a good hotel. It was okay. It's fantastic. You know, it was all right. But I got up in the morning, and I went downstairs, and they had this thing called a bistro. And I thought, well, I got to get a bite to eat before I run off to the airport. So they had an egg white frittata. I said, well, not going to be any good, but I'll try it. Lee, it was the best breakfast I've ever had in my life. In my life. It was perfect. I kept looking and saying, wait a minute. How did you make this? It's so good. So I had like great food in San Diego.
Known for our great food, but we have some of the best restaurants in the world. You know that even some of our restaurants won big awards this year.
I'm not surprised.
International awards. Just like regular joints, like this Mexican restaurant and a sandwich place. So we have wonderful food in San Diego.
Yeah, I always eat well when I go to San Diego. So I'm looking at houses, thinking, should I retire there? So anyway. Yeah. I was born there. I might as well die there.
Didn't look at mobile homes, I'm telling you. You need to look at Senior Park mobile homes.
Hey, I'd look for a tent in Bilbao Park.
Yeah, really.
On my salary when I retire, maybe that's what I can afford.
Have you used your Q2 promoted listings credits yet?
You know, I haven't, and I better, because I think they expire soon, right?
Top-rated sellers receive a $30 promoted listings credit each quarter.
Yeah, and I forgot to do that.
While anchor-level store subscribers receive a quarterly $25 promoted listings credit. And to utilize your credit, Griff, you just simply start using the promoted listings program, and your promoted listings credit is going to be reflected on your invoice within 30 days. So if you go to ebay.com/promoted listings, that's ebay.com/promoted listings. You'll find out everything you need to know there.
Yeah, that's important.
I bet it. It is.
Also,
there's you. By now, you've received your Q2 coupon for eBay branded shipping supplies.
Yeah,
as
I haven't
well.
Used it. I haven't used that one either. I gotta use it.
When it comes to packing your items for shipping, presentation is everything. We talked about that earlier in the show. Go all out with branded shipping envelopes and boxes, or you can just up your packing game with accessories they have, like eBay-branded tissue paper.
Tissue.
I don't even know you. Even, very old movie joke, even clean recycle boxes can look spiffy and more professional, wrapped with colorful eBay tape and or adorned with an eBay sticker. You can find it all at ebay.com/supplies.
Yeah, I got to remember to do that. So I haven't been selling anything. You know why?
Well, we know.
Why?
Because of Howie and everything.
Well, no, because I haven't been listing anything.
Oh,
so I haven't listed anything in 2 months.
Well, that's what I meant, yeah.
Yeah, so I've got to get new inventory up there so I can move some stuff.
How do you pack your cologne?
It's very simple. If it's in a box, I shake the box with the bottle in it. If I hear movement, I take the bottle out and I'll put some that thin foam sheet that you can get for wrapping stuff.
Yeah.
I'll put that in to help the bottle not move around inside the box. And then I'll close that up, and then I wrap that with large bubble wrap facing in 2 or 3 times around the box, and I take one of those round eBay stickers that has the eBay logo in bright colors, and I use that to secure the bubble wrap. That way the buyer can just, you know, rip that and it opens, as opposed to having to go get surgical knives to cut through layers and layers
awful.
Of tape, which is the worst
thing.
When
people
you can
do that, I hate it. I can't get to the thing.
And then I make sure that it fits snugly inside a box with at least an inch clearance all around. And that's it. And then I send it out. And I've never had an issue. The only issue I've had is bottles that, even though they're sealed and the top is, and this happens occasionally, they'll leak. And if somebody says, hey, this leaked, I said, well, keep it. Here's a refund. So, but that's only happened once this year. And it was with a new bottle. But that can happen. That, you know, anything can happen.
Did they send it back?
I told them to keep it. I said, well, no, do you want to keep it? And they said, well, okay, but, you know, I'm not happy. They said, well, here's a refund. Come back and shop with me again.
How much was it?
It was like $30.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because some of your colognes go for a lot of money.
Yeah. That hasn't happened.
What's the highest one?
I think the most I've sold a cologne for is $2,500. But I do have one in my collection that could bring more than that. I'm just deciding whether I should part with it.
Are you going to wear it?
What?
The cologne?
Never.
Then why don't you part with it?
Yeah,
see, that's
a
collector
question.
Brain. I ask the, when I talk to collectors, I get this all the time. This
duh.
You
would
I
ask
don't
me
know.
That question,
well,
wouldn't you?
It's there in my drawer, and every now and then I see it when I
laziness.
Go in for a hanky.
So if someone walked in and said, I'll give you $3,000 for it, I'd say, here, quick, you know, cash. Mm-hmm. It's just hard to, sometimes it's hard to get motivated when I'm so busy. You know what would be the big motivator for me?
What?
Is if I got laid off or fired.
That
then
would
I'd,
do it.
Oh, I'd be selling like a house on fire.
Oh, yeah. I don't think you're going to get laid off or fired, Griff.
No. I keep offering, but
they
no
like
takes,
you.
I don't know why.
They like you.
You know, we've had,
they know
like
you're old
company.
And they don't have many years they have to put up with you.
That could be it.
Could be. Had to say it. Sorry, babe.
There was a time, it was 10 years ago, we had a layoff at eBay, and I thought, well, I guess I'll be laid off.
Oh, you know? I remember.
So I drove in with all my boxes so I could clean up my desk, and I was actually, just, new chapter. Yay.
You told me you went out into the hallway and I forgot who it was. Was it Jeff Terrell?
No, it was before Jeff.
That day?
No, it was Jeff.
Oh no, when they, a whole bunch of people got fired, got laid off. And Jeff Terrell was out in the hallway and you went out to him and said, how do you end a radio show? Remember that?
No.
Oh gosh.
But I do remember.
Made me nervous.
So I went in, you know, my meeting with my boss and her boss, and he was a VP, and I said, guys, I came in, I said, so glad to be here. Look, I know this is really difficult. I just want to let you know. I'm cool. You know, I've got
whatever
some other
happens.
Stuff to, and they said, no, sit down. You're not leaving. We got laid off. We're here to tell you that we're leaving.
Your bosses?
Yeah.
Oh, that's bad. Yeah.
So, you know, it's what happens in corporations. I'm not, you know, it can happen any time. So,
hey, yeah. I was sitting in the lobby applying for a job at a radio station one day. They had asked me to come in. They had my tape and resume.
Yeah.
I had an extra one in my purse just in case.
Yeah.
Started seeing people flood out of doors with cardboard boxes.
Yeah.
I didn't know if I was the old people going out or the new people coming in. As it turned out, I was the old people going out and
right.
I hadn't gotten the job yet. So they changed their format. So.
Yeah. So I don't, you know, I've loved working here. It's been such a great experience, but this company owes me nothing. I feel I owe it everything, but it gives, you know, it's been so good to me.
It has been.
Yeah.
It's been good to me too, Greg.
It's a fantastic place to work. This open phone segment was brought to you by Stamps.com, helping you spend less time shipping and more time selling. You can call us now at 888-723-4630. Stay tuned for more eBay Radio.
Your e-commerce business has to be prepared to cope with change, but it can be a pain in the patootie. You need a listing tool that keeps up with changes in all of your selling channels. That tool is 6-Bit Software. 6-Bit's founder is John Slocum. He's the guy who invented the first ever eBay listing tool back in 1997, then went on to create Blackthorn. And one thing that hasn't changed in all those years, namely John's commitment to giving sellers what they need and want in a listing tool, including the ability to keep up with changes. But there's something that will never change. Whether you're posting your first listing or have hundreds of thousands of listings, 6-Bit lets you manage your entire business your way, right from your desktop. Try it free for 30 days at 6bitsoftware.com.
When it comes to selecting a shipping solution, at Indicia, we know you have a ton of choices, so we'd like to cut to the chase. Here are the top 5 reasons why Indicia is your best choice. 1. We are the number one USPS shipping software with over $14 billion of postage printed. 2. We save you money. With Indicia, you automatically qualify for the lowest possible USPS rates. 3. We're convenient. You can purchase postage and print labels anytime 24/7 for domestic and international. 4. Our pay-on-use return service lets you provide USPS return shipping labels to your customers without prepaying the postage. And 5. We're easy. Easy to install and easy to use with great customer support. Try our 4-week trial and see how Indicia can help you save time and money. Visit Indicia.com. That's E-N-D-I-C-I-A.com.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community. Number 440.
So you're selling on eBay and you have an item that's unique. How do you price it? Marcia Collier is known on eBay as top-rated seller, Marcia_C. She has this tip for you.
If you're not really hot to sell an item, if it's a one-of-a-kind item, put up the price you think it should sell for and use the make-offer option. You can always deal with people. You can always make a deal. You can decline an offer. You can counter-offer. And if you turn down an offer or make a counter-offer, write a little paragraph. Tell them why you're doing it. Say, hey, shipping on this little tiny item is going to cost me $3.
Stay connected to all 3 eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome back to eBay Radio, the show that delivers reach and velocity. Here's your host, Griff.
This open phone segment is brought to you by Bulk, B-U-L-Q, the easy way to source. Don't keep us hanging at 888-RADIO-30. Give us a call now at 888-723-4630. You know, Lee, I got this interesting email this morning.
Okay.
And it was from a seller. I won't, you know, say who, but it was from a seller who was concerned because the seller only sells mostly in the auction format and was peeved that guaranteed delivery didn't cover auctions. Now, think about it for a minute. Guaranteed delivery and auctions. Think about it.
Okay. I've thought about it.
How do you guarantee an auction?
When you don't know when it's going to show up.
Well, you kind of know when it's going to end, but when are you going to get payment?
Yeah.
So it is the team is actually looking at a way to accommodate or at least, you know, promote the auction formats where the listings go out fast and can be guaranteed delivered. But there's no way to put a date on the item as for when it will be guaranteed delivery because
there isn't
it. It's no immediate payment, for example, and someone might take a day to pay, and that would kind of defeat the guaranteed delivery part. So there's that.
So there's no plans to have an automatic payment.
Well, it would be great, and that may be something that we'll finally figure out someday, but in the meantime, that doesn't happen. There's no immediate pay for a closed auction. And so it would be really difficult to be able to show a buyer a reasonable expectation of guaranteed delivery. And it would be hard for us to back it. So since so much is dependent upon when the buyer pays for the item. And sometimes buyers pay right away. Sometimes they pay a day later. So for now, it's just safer, I think, for everyone that auctions aren't included in the guaranteed delivery program. But when I walked over to the team today and I said, you know, I bet there's no plans to include these. I mean, given the logistics. And he said, oh, no, we're looking at a way to do something. So it is top of mind for that team. But I don't think that was any reassurance or help for the seller who was complaining.
Right. So. Well, it would be a good thing to do.
Yeah, I think so.
Hey, you know, Griff, our team spent a little time browsing the Our Company section of eBay's corporate blog.
Yes.
Which eBay sellers probably never read. I'm just assuming.
Well,
it's at ebayinc.com.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised, but there's no reason why they couldn't start. I mean, you can get some insights as to what the company's doing and planning.
Well, it yields some fascinating facts. For starters, eBay strives to do business responsibly, ethically, and sustainably in all areas. We have created a trusted, transparent marketplace based on the strong ethical values we follow as a business. We strive to operate our business in the most environmentally and socially sustainable way, creating a safe, trusted, diverse environment in which our employees, buyers, sellers, suppliers, and partners can thrive.
Yeah, it's true, too.
I love that. Tom in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, someone else I love, known as PA_Dutch_auction. Hey, Tom, welcome. How you doing, and what is your question or comment today?
I'm good. I heard in that earlier segment the woman you were speaking with talking about the square as opposed to the photo option.
Right.
And I called in a couple weeks back and questioned what the default was on the eBay photo in the eBay mobile app listing.
Okay.
And I have since discovered that the default is photo, not square. So now I take all my pictures on the iPad so I can use square, which what we're talking about is the ratio of the picture. It's 1:1 as opposed to, I believe, 4:3 is photo. But the main reason for it is that in the, if you're searching for an item and there are two identical items, both listed with the exact same photo, but one is a photo and one is a square, the square shows up bigger.
Hmm.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
It makes sense, yeah. Really, if you think about it.
It does.
So, So anyway, I have stopped using the eBay option to take pictures within the listing, and I take the pictures with the iPad and then just import them into the listing.
Uh-huh.
Got it. Well, thank you, Tom.
No problem.
Say hello to Charity for us.
I will do that. Thank
you. All right.
Bye-bye,
thanks, Tom.
Great guy. Good seller. We've known him a long time.
Absolutely.
You know, it's funny. So we've been doing this radio show 15 years, almost 15 years.
Yikes.
June will be 15 years. And during that 15 years, we have... You've had medical problems. I've had medical problems. I almost lost my husband. We've watched seller after seller go through all kinds of life changes.
Absolutely, we have.
And
yes.
Certainly with Tom, we've watched him carefully and a lot of other people. And you just kind of feel like a sort of family, you know?
Oh, I agree.
You know that person and you know the struggles they've had. And that's been very rewarding for me, working here. Not that people have had struggles, but that they make us a part of their lives. I really appreciate that.
Yeah, it's amazing.
It is amazing. Besides learning so much from all of them, right?
Yeah.
So it's...
Well, we're all in the same boat, same conditions.
Yep.
That's just the nature of the beast.
And listen, you can be in a good condition right now if you haven't registered yet. It still says 275 up
Yeah,
there.
I think we're messing up. You should take advantage of the fact we're messing up.
Because we heard it's going up to 399. I can't be sure of that, but that's what I heard.
Oh, you can be sure.
Okay,
you can
I'm
be sure.
Sure.
Right. This open phone segment was brought to you by Bulk, B-U-L-Q, the easy way to source. Coming up, we're going to talk a little bit more about guaranteed delivery. This is eBay Radio.
Running a successful e-commerce business is complicated, but managing your listings should be easy. That's why award-winning eBay power sellers Victor Levitin and Maxim Godin created Crazy Lister, and why more than 100,000 eBay sellers are using it. It makes listings so easy, it's crazy. Just drag and drop to easily create mobile-optimized listings in seconds, or apply one of Crazy Lister's 200 templates to your existing listings with a single click. Editing listings is super easy, and Crazy Lister lets you keep ended listings forever. And if you need help making the most of Crazy Lister, their awesome support will make it even easier. Whether you're a hobby seller, small business, just getting started, or looking to grow, Crazy Lister has an easy solution for you. Try it for free for 7 days, no credit card required. They're easy at crazylister.com.
At some point in every eBay seller's life, there comes a moment when you ask yourself, has my business grown enough to need a shipping solution like the big guys use? Whether you sell out of your garage or have a retail store, ShipWorks has the tools to take your business to the next level. With ShipWorks, you can automate and schedule shipping and order management tasks 24/7. You can even print packing slips and shipping labels automatically when you are not in front of your computer. Plus, ShipWorks gives you access to the lowest shipping rates from UPS, FedEx, DHL, and USPS. You can also import orders from over 100 marketplaces and shopping carts. From your garage to a retail store or even a warehouse, ShipWorks offers all of the shipping features you need for today and tomorrow. Try it for free for 30 days at ShipWorks.com. That's ShipWorks.com.
You know how important it is to stay up to speed on what's happening in the world of eBay and e-commerce. For the past 10 years, TameBay has been bringing you that world. As the premier eBay blog and e-commerce news resource, they believe it's their job to help you build your business, and they're doing just that. Editors Chris Dawson and Dan Wilson are savvy reporters with deep eBay roots. Chris is a power seller, and Dan is part of the team that founded eBay UK. They know how to find the news that you need to know, and they're not afraid to print it. TameBay even goes the extra mile with the TameBay Guide to Seller Tools and Services. It's a comprehensive directory of third-party providers. If you're not reading TameBay, you're just not keeping up with your world. Tap into the latest eBay and e-commerce news along with all of TameBay's other seller resources at TameBay.com. That's TameBay.com.